This is Talking Tiki's Tiki Roundup, where we discuss the goings-on in the world of tiki. First up, we have Pittsburgh's Hidden Harbor, and they unveiled their latest limited edition tiki mug, the Cursed Monkey's Fist, designed and produced by husband and wife team Van Tiki. The mug will be limited to 100 pieces, 75 of them in what they're calling a cotton cordage glaze, and the other 25 in a weathered rigging glaze. The mugs are set to release sometime in November. The Hidden Harbor was also recently featured in the latest hot-off-the-press issue of Exotica Modern. Published by the House of Taboo, that's Taboo with a U, this special edition zine celebrates its second year anniversary with an inclusion of a paper craft of LA's oldest tiki bar, the Tonga Hut. Tiki Tony shipped out his annual limited edition Halloween tiki-themed box set. The Hulaween collection features a tiki carving, a couple of Mai Tai glasses, some swizzle sticks, an enamel pin, and an art print. In a partnership with the Tiki Land Trading Company, artist Jeff Granito released his first ever tiki mug, Hiwashiba. This black cap mug features 9 different variants, each sporting a random set of rhinestone colored eyes. If you didn't get a chance to pre-order this mug, it is now available at the Wonderground Gallery. Speaking of Jeff, if you're an annual pass holder at Disneyland and utilize their mobile ordering system for the Tiki Juice Bar, you'll receive a nifty little button that was designed by Jeff. Tiki Farm has released an open edition of their Voodooed mug. Designed by Tank Standing Buffalo, Voodooed was originally released with a limited run of 100 mugs with a green glaze. So if you missed out, here's your chance to get your hands on one. Tiki with Ray released a new episode with Deb and Nicole Powell, aka Miss Swizzle Stick, where they discuss their tiki-related travels throughout the country as well as the tiki scene in Atlanta, Georgia. And finally, artist Brian Reckenmacher released his second tiki t-shirt, Sunken. That's going to wrap it up for this installment of Talking Tiki's Tiki Roundup. We'll see you next time. If you're a first-time listener to the podcast and you would prefer to watch the Tiki Roundups instead of listening to them, you can head on over to talktiki.com. That's going to redirect you to our YouTube channel. We're also available on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Just check the About tab on the YouTube channel and you'll find all the necessary links there.